Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
This is Sheffield Live.
We're open for Business Live.
Good morning and welcome to episode 398 of Business Live here on Sheffield Live FM and DAB Radio, online and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jamie Veitch, and this week I've visited a fantastic workspace on Carver Street, Ed's Workshop, where I met Alex Cousins, an aspiring young craftsman on a roll after getting funding to launch his gaming dice tray business. He applied to the SWEF Enterprise Fund at South Yorkshire Community Foundation to launch Wolven Crafts. And I popped down to meet Alex, his mentor Gail Brogan from Opportunity Sheffield, plus Kim of Ed's Workshop to find out more. We hear about the process of applying for the funding from South Yorkshire Community Foundation and some big shout-outs for some super local businesses supporting other businesses too. Let's hear from Alex, Gail and Kim.
We're open for Business Live.
Alex, thanks ever so much for joining us on the radio show and podcast today. How
no
are you
worries.
Doing?
I'm doing pretty good, you know. It's actually quite sunny despite how cold it is.
Indeed it is. As we're recording this, it's a glorious winter's day. So tell me a little bit, Alex, first of all, about what your business, Wolven Crafts, is.
Yeah, so Wolven Crafts is a maker's type business, so I'm focused on making dice trays for various board games, primarily Dungeons and Dragons, which is a game I quite enjoy playing. Because a lot of the times, if you're rolling a dice, it will roll off the table and then it will sometimes get lost under it or like under the seat. And basically a dice tray that provides a softer surface, so it's less damaging to the dice, especially with different types of dices. And it also most normally stops it rolling off the table.
Brilliant. And how long have you been gaming then? How long have you been playing Dungeons and Dragons?
I'm not even sure.
Right, a long
time. That long.
So it's a big feature in your life, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was before I went to uni, and I was in uni, when I was 18, so over a decade, well over a decade.
Yes, and you've just alluded to sort of the how you came up with the idea for the tray. So dice will quite frequently fall off the edge of the table.
Yeah, very common issue with people who play these sorts of games.
Yeah, it must be quite frustrating and interrupt the gameplay and the flow. So you came up with the idea because of this.
Well, dice trays are obviously a thing that already exists. Like, you can buy dice trays. There are things like, say, Wormwood, which do really nice quality things. Or there are others you can get for, like, £10. But they're all, like, leather, and they're really small. So I'm not a trailblazer, like I said.
Well, I've seen pictures of your dice tray, which brought me down to interview in person.
Yeah, I like to think I'm being quite unique with these, because one of the main things I like to, that I pride myself on is that it's all reclaimed and recycled materials. So, for example, the current batch of trays I'm working on are all from a crate that was in my old flatmate's room, and then landlord was going to throw it out, and I'm like, no, this is great material. I'm keeping this.
This is brilliant.
So I took all the slats apart. I sawed off the bits with, like, the nails in them, because obviously that's going to ruin the look.
Yes.
And then I brought them all here, and that makes the sides and insides of the tray. And then the median priced tray is leverette.
Yes.
And the leverette I'm currently working with was the headboard from my flatmate's old bed.
Well, this is fantastic, isn't it? It's lovely to hear that things have a new purpose. You're repurposing.
Exactly,
things.
Yeah. And the velvet, which is the more expensive price point, this current batch was a pair of leggings.
Was it really? And you've alluded to a couple of things in terms of cutting things up and repurposing them and using tools. And we're sitting today interviewing you in the wonderful space of Ed's workshop.
It's honestly fantastic. Kim is far nicer than anyone deserves.
That's brilliant to hear. So you're using the facilities here at Ed's workshop.
I use the space, and Kim's kind enough to let me use the wide variety of tools like roll saws, sanders, drills. And yeah, and it's really helped so much with making things, because obviously, because I'm just starting out and I'm currently on benefits, it's quite hard to really get the resources I need.
Yes.
Which is partly why I'm doing this recycled materials idea as well. But it's also a unique selling point.
Yeah.
As far as I know, there aren't any makers who are using recycled materials for their trays. Because of this, every tray is going to be different. I'm not able to mass produce these to make the exact measurements. Every tray is probably going to have some unique feature that was unintended.
Everyone gets something unique to them.
Yeah.
No one has the same thing. And you're using these facilities. You say they're magnificent. I've seen them myself. Which brings us to the programme, the SWEF, Enterprise Fund Programme, through South Yorkshire Community Foundation,
yep.
SYCF. How did you hear about this, Alex?
It was actually Gail, who was with us today, who mentioned them, because she's just been helping me figure out how to set these things up. And then she mentioned... I mentioned going for a grant before, and she had the idea to talk to SWEF. And so she helped me with the application. She's been very helpful, and they provided me with the initial funding of £500, most of which went to paying off Kim to let me use her space.
Yes.
Because and up until that point, she'd been very nice and was letting me use the space for free until I got some funding.
Yeah, yes, indeed. So you're able to apply for that funding, and then you're able to make the choice in terms of what you use that funding for.
Yeah. And so essentially when I applied, I said... 80% of this is going to be going towards sessions at Ed's workshop, and I even fully costed what I'm using it for. So there's a spreadsheet of where every bit of it went. Yes. I bought some basic tools like, say, a saw, some clamps, but most of my materials and costs so far has gone... to Kim.
And paying for the support and the facilities and the use of the facilities and tools and so on. And I understand that you've been able to develop your skills in terms of woodworking and the use of tools by using these facilities too.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten a lot of really amazing practice, and I've used machines I'd not used before.
And that's been whilst you've prototyped and developed the...
Yeah,
the,
exactly.
The
yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm at the point where the prototype is pretty much complete. So anything I make after this will be a finalised proper product.
Right, that's fantastic. Superb. And I want to ask you then, in terms of how you've tested the prototypes, you've used them in your own gameplay, have you?
Or... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I normally bring a couple when I head to a game, just... you need a tray. Yeah, here's one.
Brilliant. Yeah. So you've been able to sort of refine the size of the
tray. Yeah, and thanks to that, I have actually received an order for one.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And
soon then the tray will be available for more people to buy.
Yeah, currently I'm going to, once I'm able to start producing again, I'm going to focus on a deal I made with Patriot Games, which is a store nearby to Decathlon.
Yes.
It's a game store, and they've agreed that they will take some display models for me, and then they'd be able to have them available for use if someone's playing the game, and they'll state the prices as well, and then, you know, give them a way to get in touch with me to then be able to order.
That's tremendous. That's lovely news. That's great. So what was the process like in terms of applying to get the support from the Enterprise Fund?
I think Gail could probably answer that a lot better than me.
Hi.
Hi, Gail. Thanks for coming on and joining us.
That's okay. So I work for Opportunity Sheffield, and when I first met Alex, I was very taken with his enthusiasm and knowledge of gaming, things I don't know an awful lot about, especially Dungeons & Dragons. And when we discussed him making the dice trays and maybe sort of setting up in business doing that, and I found out about the SWEF Fund, my job was really to interpret your ideas and what you needed and get that put down, untangle that.
It's quite hard for me to really put my own thoughts into words.
Yeah.
My head's just a completely jumbled mess, and somehow Gail was able to masterfully translate it.
With lots of questions, lots of very annoying questions all of the time.
None of them annoying. I think I was the annoying one with how hard
Not
I was
all.
To understand.
Not at all. So it took us a few weeks just to kind of get that absolutely concise, bulletproof, yes, and to get it sort of fully costed up, work out exactly what steps we needed to enable Alex to make, you know, a good prototype as well.
Superb. Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. And so for anyone thinking this sounds like an absolutely brilliant opportunity, mm-hmm. the Enterprise Fund, and listening to this thinking, well, okay, can I apply for this? Is the fund still open?
The fund is still open, yes. It is a straightforward application form. I think it is always good if you can get somebody's help with those things.
Yes.
Because I think when it's something that you're applying for yourself, sometimes it can be quite hard to see the wood for the trees and all that kind of thing. So it's good if you've got somebody that can question and say, yeah, but what about this and what about that?
It's hard if you have autism and you're trying to apply. I don't think I would have pulled this off without Gail's help. She's been invaluable.
Alex, I'll tell you one thing that comes up frequently on this radio show is that almost everyone I interview tells me that their business is stronger because they've reached out to other people to ask for help. Whatever their circumstances, whatever the type or size of business, from large to tiny businesses, people tell me that they're stronger because they've actually bounced their ideas off other people too. It's a common theme.
If you stand alone, you might get quite far. You might, for example, without the help of Kim and Gail, I might have been able to develop a prototype and start producing things, but they would be nowhere near to the quality they are right now at the point of developing the business.
Yes, and so a real tangible example of how the support works.
I wouldn't even know Patriot Games existed, so...
Brilliant. Well, it sounds like they're a really fantastic conduit for you to reach potential customers.
Yeah, and obviously I didn't go straight in there saying, hey, can I sell stuff at your store? I went to a couple games, established myself, you know, the staff started to recognise me, and then I was like, some of them even noticed the trays I was bringing in, so I was like, would it be possible if I could have a few display models? And then that would be able to draw people to me. And they said, absolutely, we love supporting indie developers and small businesses. There's actually a few things from small creators that they have displayed as well. And they even have a sign saying, if you're an indie creator, we'd love to showcase some of your work.
I'm really glad you highlighted that. That's a fantastic demonstration of the small business ecosystem in action. And so people will ultimately be able to get hold of a tray of yours created by Woven Crafts from Patriot. Will you be able to sell them in other ways too, Alex?
Well, obviously there are crafts fairs as well. So essentially the idea behind the display pieces is some will go to Patriots. Yeah. They'll decide, you know what, they'll decide, say it's a Tuesday night, which is their weekly D&D night. They might see the tray. Oh, that is very helpful. So they'll be able to take it for use in their game. They'd obviously have to put it back. And then they would have the details necessary to, okay, I would quite like to have this permanently on hand. They would be able to make an order. So a lot of the time it's going to be made to order.
Yes.
Because I can personalize things as well. Like they can say, hey, can you give me gold velvet and black wood? And then I'd be able to make that. Or gold velvet and red wood, or gold wood or red velvet, that kind of thing. For a small extra cost, I'd be able to personalize it as well. So, say, put their name or their character's name, or say a D20 on the side.
Yes, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
It's mainly going to be to order. So, someone will call me, we'd figure out a good price. Because there are going to be different price points depending on the materials used.
Of course.
Felt being the lowest, leatherette being the median, and then velvet being the most expensive, because that looks by far the nicest, and it probably is the nicest anyway.
Yes.
But I'm also going to work on getting a surplus every now and then for selling at craft fairs. So, for example, say there's Comic-Con, let's say. You know, a lot of nerds go to Comic-Con, a lot of board game fans, some stuff like that. Someone would be able to buy them then and there.
Yes, absolutely. That's tremendous. That's great. Well, Alex, it's been absolutely fascinating hearing about your product development, the iteration of the product and getting it out there, and working here in the wonderful workshop. So thanks.
Honestly,
ever so much.
Good. It's a fantastic workshop, and I wouldn't have been succeeded without it.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to hear about it from you, Alec. And I wonder if we can invite Kim to say a few words. Kim, thanks for joining us as well. So here we are in the workshop. Now, this is a space I'd never been in before. I have been in this building, but I didn't know this exists. I know about the Suit Works, which is another organisation in the building, and some of the others. But tell us a little bit about the workshop.
So we've been here about 18 months. And we're a supported workshop for anybody who makes and needs supervisors or supervision over the machines. So we support people on their making journey. We're incredibly proud of what Alex has achieved since he's been here. So we're fairly new. We've got about 7 makers now, each working on their own products. And we very much try to be a community, so we're quite a gentle community, but we've got a lot of aspiration for our makers. And our makers all tend to have some sort of additional need.
Great. And so the facilities here are quite extensive in terms of the tools that you have available for people to use. There is quite a flexibility available as well. So people will say, I would like to do this, I need this, and come and spend the budgets that they have available on support as appropriate.
Yeah, so we're very fortunate. We've got sessional supervisors. So we've got 2 old D&T teachers, semi-retired D&T teachers. We've got somebody who's been working with pewter since he was 15. We've got somebody who does textiles. And they come and do sessions. Alex.
Yeah, one of the teachers I've worked quite closely with, he's called Jed, and he's taught me a lot of the tools and has helped me figure out designs and things like that.
Excellent, yeah.
And I think our main drive is to build a community, a supportive community, And as you pointed out earlier, that when you're making and running a business, you need help from other people. And within the workshop, it's great to see our makers helping each other out.
Fantastic. And how are you structured? Are you a social enterprise? Or
no, we're not. We're a family business.
Family business,
yes,
right.
So my son's one of our makers. Yeah, so my son was making at home and selling at craft fair successfully. But it was quite lonely making it home, and he was very keen to make with other people.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's why we're set up. And we're in the city centre. We're in a very fortunate in our location.
Yeah.
And we're very keen to hear from other makers in the city who perhaps need that supported environment.
How's the best way to get in touch then, Kim?
The best way to get in touch is to look us up on Ed's Workshop on our website, and then all our contact details are there.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for telling us a little bit about Ed's Workshop, Kim. That's superb. And we heard earlier from Gail. Gail, people who've heard what Alex had to say might think, well, brilliant. This is, I'd love to get some support from someone like Gail. If they do, then what's the best way to reach out to you?
Best way to find me would be to look up Opportunity Sheffield on the Sheffield City Council website. So I specifically work on a supported employment programme, and that's very specific to people that have got either a learning disability and or autism, ADHD. So that I can support people into employment or self-employment, and I have colleagues as well that can do that. So that's the best way of getting in touch with us.
Great. Fantastic, Gail. Thank you. So we will, as ever, put the links to everything that we've talked about in the show notes. So if you're listening to this on FM or DAB radio and you weren't able to write things down, then find the podcast of the show wherever you get your podcast. Just look up Sheffield Live, Business Live. You'll find the podcast, and then you'll find those links through to Ed's Workshop, through to Opportunities Sheffield. And of course, we'll link to Patriot Games as well, so that people can find out more about getting in touch with them.
It really is a fantastic space. They've got so many board games and things like that. Like, their shelves are absolutely chock full of various different games, things I didn't even know existed.
That immersion in new and different worlds that board games and anything involving the imagination can be so good at.
Yeah.
And Alex, I'm going to just want to give you the last word in terms of anything else you want to say about creating your dice tray and using it within Dungeons & Dragons games and the ecosystem here in Sheffield in terms of the gaming or the support ecosystem.
Well, I mean, Sheffield is very famously a creative city. Like, we're well known for our steel, obviously, and I think that's naturally... one of our patron deities, instead of the patron saint, we have a patron deity in Thor and Vulcan, which are very... linked to crafting, especially Vulcan with steel, and Sheffield is probably the perfect place in the UK to work on a creative endeavour because of its rich history with making things.
Fantastic. Well, what a wonderful last word to end on. Alex, Kim and Gail, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're open for Business Live.
This is episode 398 of Business Live here on Sheffield Live, FM and DAB Radio, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jamie Veitch. The show first broadcast on Friday, the 22nd of November, 2024. And we have heard from Alex Cousins of Wolven Crafts, plus his mentor, Gail Brogan of Opportunity Sheffield, and Kim from Ed's Workshop. Now, Alex secured funding from South Yorkshire Community Foundation, the largest grant-giving charity in South Yorkshire, which awarded more than £1.7 million to more than 400 local groups last year. Find out more about them at sycf.org.uk and follow the show notes for links to everything we've talked about. That's it for this week's show. Thanks ever so much, as ever, for listening. And Sheffield Live for broadcasting.
We're open for Business Live.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Mary Skeffington, close your eyes. I may believe that you are just a girl again. Go to sleep tonight, dream of days when you had something there to light the way. Remember all the day in the north of England town. You slept in a room upstairs on a bed of eiderdown. Mary Skeffington, when you wake, you mustn't be afraid to face another day. Think of what you have, you'll get by. You've always been a lady, so hold your head up high. Look back and home where you spent the best years of your life. Remember the man who asked you if you Mary Skeffington, close your eyes and may believe that you are just a girl again. Go to sleep tonight, dream of days when you have something there to light the way.
no quiero que me hablen de pena ni sentimiento. Yo quiero vivir mi vida alegre, feliz, contento. El día que yo me muera, no quiero llanto ni rezo. Pregúntenle a Jaime Ayala, que es ahora el vivo o muerto. Que traigan mucho aguardiente y todos bailen contento. Con Francisco, Messi, Fabio, Séptimo y Cabo Rojo.
Amigo negro José, tu futuro va conmigo. te digo negro José.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Paseado el mundo entero. I've watched the seasons turn into years. I've seen how joy can turn to tears. I've watched too many friends and lovers break apart. And I know there's times that life just breaks your heart. I've known beauty hide her face away in some dark, unhappy place. She doesn't know that she's the rarest thing, and we could turn the winter into spring. If she needs someone to help her make things right, if she just wants someone to be there. Somebody who understands how to lend a healing hand. Well, I would be the one if she needs someone. Let me be the one. Thank you.
just what to do. Just pick it up and call my name. Let's get together again. All you need is here to stay. Let's get together again. Forget about your yesterday. Tomorrow's just a step away.
This is Jeff Wayne, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Pronto.